All right, today's podcast is how to choose the right business to start. This is so huge. People ask me all the time, well, how do I know what type of business to start?
Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
Well, guess what? I'm going to share with you my five secrets to picking a business to start. And if you've heard me talk about it countless times, I've said, don't pick a business you're passionate about necessarily. I want to define that because I think passion can lead you down a rabbit hole to being broke. In that example, Richard Branson loves sailing, absolutely loves sailing. To the best of my knowledge, he does not own a sailboat company. I mean, just because you love something doesn't mean that you necessarily think it's a great business at the time. Again, I have tons of passions. You know, I love golf, but you don't see me buying a driving range and things like that. So how do I choose a business? First, you need to ask yourself, is there a need in your area? I mean, right where you're living at, physically, okay? Is there a need? You will discover you cannot get a company to do something that you're looking to get done. And I've made a lot of money in service companies, but you can just look around. Have you ever tried to get furniture fixed? Well, I've got them like movie theater chairs. And I had to get those fixed. I literally probably could have got a plastic surgeon easier. Okay. But I look for that. I needed to get my Christmas tree lights hung up. You know, I have a 2-story house and I really shouldn't climb anything above a dining room chair. So I needed to get those hung. I realized that nobody does that. I started a company who did that. I mean, I just need to find people who are comfortable working on ladders. So you hire painters, gutter cleaners, guys that'll clean gutters. Guess what? You got a team. You just got a new business. I just gave all my listeners, go look in your phone book or your Google and whatever it is in your area and see who's putting up Christmas lights. It was some of the easiest money we ever made. Okay, so you just look around. Who organizes closets in your area? Whatever the case may be. If you just open your eyes and listen, you will find a business that is not being serviced in your area. You can't get anybody to do it. Okay? Number two, there's not enough competition in your area. Example, I tried to get my driveway redone here very recently. And, not just repaved. I was kind of sinking in one spot. So I'm reaching out to these asphalt companies. I have a better chance of finding a one-eyed unicorn. I've had one person give me an estimate. And literally, it's almost like he hands it to me like, I just dare you to find another person because you can't. I mean, his price was ridiculous. I mean, I'm half tempted to start an asphalt company. I can't even spell asphalt. But the point is that he has no competition. A guy like me, that tempts me. I got to be frank with you. I mean, I may have to put something together and maybe become a competitor. But what I'm saying is if you realize there's very little competition in your area and it's not a business that requires rocket science, you could put together some expertise. You know, I teach all that type of things, but that's a business that needs to be started. I mean, if there is no competition, example, I'm picking any business. I'm going off the rails here. You have one pawn shop. There needs to be two. I've never thought about starting a pawn business. But my gosh, if there's one, if one can work, two can work. That's the secret. Everybody talks about competition is bad. It depends on that. If there's only one, there's always room for two. McDonald's, Burger King. You know where I'm going with this. You got Domino's Pizza, Papa John's, or Little Caesars, whatever. You can always have more. Is there not enough competition in your area? Okay. It's so easy to carve out a niche when you don't have a lot of competition. Another example, we have car washes in our town, not many of them, but I have one that has a brush that, I can clean the wheels with before I put it in. I have a BMW and it has the worst brake dust in the world. I don't know how German manufacturing has not figured out this problem, but nevertheless, I use this car wash. Well, let's say I moved to an area and I had this car wash to compete with and they had this bucket. Well, I would hire an attendant at a very minimal salary because I'm not asking for a rocket scientist here. And what would that person do? They would have that bucket and that brush and they would pre-treat your wheels. And then when you went through the car wash, they would put tire dressing on it. Do you realize that would probably take about 4 minutes? 4 minutes. Now, who do you think people would go to as a car wash? The car wash that doesn't have any bucket to do anything with your wheels, it just comes as clean as the automatic thing will do it. Or number two, the car wash that has the car wash and the bucket and you got to get out and you got to do it yourself. Or number three, the car wash that has the attendant that doesn't charge you any more to get it done, or charges you a minimum more, like a dollar more. And again, I'm just winging it, but I see this all the time, and these are the businesses that I like to start, where I see a niche. There, I see competition, but not a lot of competition. Or there's just nobody doing it in my area. All right, number three. Have you experienced poor service or a poor experience? We have all been to a store that had no selection, okay? You know, there are retail boutiques in our area. We have them. You can make those work. Obviously, there's a lot online, and I have to be honest, retail is not my specialty, but I have a friend who owns a party store, and he does pretty darn well. So he has a unique niche. People try to come into town for the, you know, for like Halloween and make money, but he has carved out a great niche because he realized that people are going to experience a poor experience with these other places. So he has incredible selection. They have provide great customer service. He's got an incredible retail business. So if you experience poor service or, you know, not enough selection or whatever the case may be, it's just you've had a bad business experience and you think you can improve it. You know, it's like a little thing like the sock company, Kane 11. I've been listening to it over and over. They have like custom size socks. Darndest thing. You know, I've been listening to it for like a joke for like a year going, who would buy custom socks? Guess who just bought some custom socks? Me. I paid more money for a sock than I've ever paid in my life a week ago. I got to tell you, there's some pretty nice socks. Okay. So it just happened. They're right. You know, the socks kind of bunch up. Now I'm walking around with some custom socks now. Feeling pretty good about myself. All right. Number four. You personally have an expertise or a skill that your current employer is charging great money for. Yeah, this is where you kind of take what you already know and you leave your employer and or you broker your services back to your employer as a contractor for more money. I'll give you an example. You're a bookkeeper and you work for an accounting firm and your company charges $85 an hour for your services. And I'm just making up a dollar figure. 65. It doesn't really make a difference. Okay. Well, you're getting paid, let's say 22. So you realize that if you only work 20 hours a week at 60 some dollars an hour, if you had your own business, you'd make significantly more than what you're making. You realize that you'd only have to work 14 hours owning your own business to make what you're making now if you could charge three times more. And maybe you offer more value, okay? Not only, you're a bookkeeper and you specialize in small businesses. And again, you bring this value to it. You sit down with your clients once a month to personally review their P&L statement. You add more value. Guess what? You would get my business. I've paid accounting firms to do my bookkeeping before and I wasn't all happy with what I paid. Now I have in-house bookkeepers and accountants that work for me. But I remember in the beginning, I would have hired somebody very reputable in a second who had their own business that could bring a little bit more value to it. So basically, you have an expertise and your company that you're working for is charging a fortune for it. Maybe that's a perfect thing. You create your own business for that. Okay. You can do that. Number five, you have an aha moment. This is the Facebook, the Googles, the Henry Fords and all the rest. This is the blue ocean. This is where you just, something hits you and you're like, man, nobody's doing that. I've never heard of that. That's a business you start. They're the get-rich businesses. And they're called Blue Ocean because nobody's there near you. Nobody's thought of it or nobody's followed through with it. Do you realize, this is kind of funny, but Google was actually, I think there was 11 search engines before they got into it. That totally blew me away. I really thought they were like one, two, or three. But these are the businesses that just shock everybody. Uber just shocked everybody. I mean, nobody saw that coming. Okay? You just have an aha idea and you run with it. Again, what are my five secrets to how to choose a business? Is there a need in your area, your physical location? Is there not enough competition in your area? Number two. Number three is, have you experienced poor service or a poor experience in a certain service and or store? Number four, you have an expertise, a skill that your current employer is charging a great amount for. And number five, you have that aha moment. You see blue ocean in front of you. If you would like a great dynamic speaker who's going to give you fantastic content, shoot me an email at info@seancastorina.com. I'm willing to do four events next year at no charge. I don't want a penny. Give us a paragraph of why we should come to your organization. Bait me with something exciting in your city. Again, that's info@seancastorina.com. This podcast is brought to you by Get Started Marketing. That's getstartedmarketing.com.